We're on Radio Row, covering Super Bowl 60 San Francisco. And coming up in 15 minutes, we'll talk about the Patriots-Seahawks matchup with the Cowboys Hall of Famer, Troy Aikman. Stay tuned for that. Right now, 7:40 on the ticket, and I got a tale to tell you all about a self-guided tour I gave myself of this beautiful city yesterday, San Francisco. We went home after the show, had breakfast. I went up to the hotel room because we're getting up so early out here, 3 a.m. local time, that I tried to take a nap.
Vaping.
And I was pretty tired because the previous three nights I had gotten about 4 or 5 hours of sleep. So I lay down in the bed. I look at my phone, and it's 10 a.m. here locally.
Mm-hmm.
And I closed my eyes, and I actually fell asleep. And I had a dream about something, and I woke up, and I felt semi-refreshed. And I reached over, and I looked at my phone, and it was 10:04.
Mm.
I slept for
shortest,
4 minutes.
Shortest nap ever.
And I would have sworn when I woke up I had been asleep for 90 minutes. And then I couldn't get back to sleep, and I thought, okay, I'm just going to go get this bike. So I found a bike shop about 5 blocks from our hotel, pretty close, 10-minute walk. So I walk up there. I don't really have any bike stuff. I've got my tennis shoes, and I brought a pair of sunglasses, and I, you know, had like some gym shorts.
Gym.
So I'm not going to get a fancy bike. I'm just going to get a cruiser, and I'm going to cruise around San Francisco and hit all the sights. And they had a half-day rental for 5 hours, and I thought, I can see a lot in 5 hours.
God, I would think you need something with gears.
Well,
this town.
Yeah, this had gears.
Like crawl, like climbing, more climbing gears?
Yeah, it had, you know,
give you some mechanical advantage going uphill?
Yes, yes. Okay. It had 10 gears. Okay. It was basically a 10-speed, maybe a 12-speed. It had disc brakes, but it was pretty much a beater bike. But I didn't feel like it was worth getting a nicer road bike. So I said, I'll just take this cruiser. It was $50 for a half day. And it looked like it would be okay. So he brings it out, and he said, okay, here's your bike. Now, over here, this is your rear brake. Over here, this is your front brake.
Junior's going to big time him.
Hey, bro, you know who you're talking to.
Where this is going.
This is where you shift right here if you want an easier gear. I said, hey, I got it.
You're so insufferable.
I got it. I've done this before.
Hey, it's not my first bike ride there, Chief.
So, so he says, okay, here you go. And I said, can I have a flat repair kit? And he said,
"You know what that is?"
He said, "We don't like to send those out with people,
especially not amateurs like you, sir."
I said, "I just need a tube and some tire irons and a cartridge and an adapter, and I'm good. I can change a flat if I get it." He goes, "Just call us if you have a flat."
No,
I said, "No."
Send a wrecker out.
I said, "Just get. I can change it in 5 minutes instead of waiting an hour for you guys. Just give me it." So he reluctantly gave me a flat repair kit, which I didn't understand. Then I said, "Do you have a multi-tool? Because I know I'm going to have to adjust this seat."
All these terms he's throwing out.
I don't even know what that is.
And he reluctantly gave me that. And so I grabbed it out of his hands and I took off. All right, so I've got it for 5 hours. 2 minutes into the ride, I realize the front derailleur doesn't work. Now, do I go back or do I just want to get going? So I had to do the whole ride in the small ring, which is fine because there are a lot of steep hills here. So it's your easier gears. Plus, I'm just cruising, right? I'm not trying to go fast or anything. But a couple times I had to get off and try to change. I attempted to put the chain on the big ring so I could have a little more pedaling resistance. And I felt like I was riding the 1916 Tour de France where they had to
manually change the chain over.
Yes, where they had to do that back in the old days because they didn't have derailleurs invented by then.
That's a hard word, by the way.
Derailleurs.
Derailleurs.
So I had this loop in mind, and I posted the map of my ride on Twitter. I'm at Junior_Miller. I also posted some pictures I took from the ride on my Instagram page. I'm at Junes Miller there. And I started down Market Street. That's the big major street that goes right through downtown San Francisco that our hotel's on. And it's pretty amazing that they have completely closed that off to only trolley car and bus and bike. And I don't know when they did that. Has it been that way for a long time? I can't recall.
But when they close off streets Super Bowl week, man, it makes the traffic downtown just awful.
Yeah. Now, this is permanently closed off. It's 365 days a year. It's just trolley car, bus, and bikes.
I gotcha.
That's nice.
Yeah, so I went down that.
There does seem to be a lot of bike traffic in this town.
Yes. A lot of bike lanes. It's fairly bike-friendly.
A lot of electric bikes and electric scooters as well.
Yeah, I've noticed that. I took a ride on Oak, and I headed into Haight-Ashbury, which was the center of counterculture, hippie, all that movement in the 1960s. And that's kind of a cool neighborhood to go through. I saw a yoga meditation pot-smoking gathering in this park. It was very Haight-Ashbury.
So by Hippie Hill there?
I think so. Rode through Golden Gate Park, which is a massive urban park. It is 1,000 acres. To put that in perspective, Central Park is 800 acres. So it's bigger than Central Park,
which I didn't know.
I think that that's too much park.
You think so?
Yeah, that's my hot sports opinion.
Okay.
Well, I think you need to bust that up and make a bunch of smaller parks rather than one big
high-rises in there.
And it's really beautiful because out here it's kind of summer year-round, so it's extremely green and lush and just gorgeous, and there's a great... I took a ride on Oak, and I headed into Haight-Ashbury, which was the center of counterculture, hippie, all that movement in the 1960s. And that's kind of a cool neighborhood to go through. I saw a yoga meditation pot-smoking gathering in this park. It was very Haight-Ashbury.
So by Hippie Hill there?
I think so. Rode through Golden Gate Park, which is a massive urban park. It is 1,000 acres. To put that in perspective, Central Park is 800 acres. So it's bigger than Central Park,
which I didn't know.
I think that that's too much park.
You think so?
Yeah, that's my hot sports opinion.
Okay.
Well, I think you need to bust that up and make a bunch of smaller parks rather than one big
high-rises in there.
And it's really beautiful because out here it's kind of summer year-round, so it's extremely green and lush and just gorgeous, and there's a great road, very quiet, and lots of trails that go through there. So I did a lap or two of that. And then at the end of the park, as you're heading west, you reach the Pacific Ocean. And that's a really cool point. They've got this big windmill out there. And I turned right, and I went up this path to the Presidio, which is a park on this lookout point, the farthest northwest, I guess, you can go in San Francisco. Beautiful urban park. It is 1,000 acres. To put that in perspective, Central Park is 800 acres. So it's bigger than Central Park,
which I didn't know.
I think that that's too much park.
You think so?
Yeah, that's my hot sports opinion.
Okay.
Well, I think you need to bust that up and make a bunch of smaller parks rather than one big
high-rises in there.
And it's really beautiful because out here it's kind of summer year-round, so it's extremely green and lush and just gorgeous, and there's a great road, very quiet, and lots of trails that go through there. So I did a lap or two of that. And then at the end of the park, as you're heading west, you reach the Pacific Ocean. And that's a really cool point. They've got this big windmill out there. And I turned right, and I went up this path to the Presidio, which is a park on this lookout point, the farthest northwest, I guess, you can go in San Francisco. Beautiful homes up there by that park. And you go through the park, and there's some just incredible views of the Pacific Ocean, Golden Gate Bridge. And the path there then leads to the Golden Gate Bridge, the most photographed bridge in the world. I think this every time I see it. It's just incredibly beautiful.
Yeah.
The color of the bridge contrasts with, you know, the red of the bridge or orangish red of the blue sky and the ocean. It's breathtaking.
Yeah,
and
it's
beautiful.
You
can ride across the Golden Gate Bridge. So I did that. There's a path on, I think, on both sides, and maybe they alternate having them open. But I know for sure this one was on the east side. Seems like last time I did it was on the west side. But it's pretty narrow, two lanes. You're sharing it with pedestrians. It wasn't too crowded. So I rode all the way across to Sausalito. It's about 2 miles across the bridge.
I love that town.
Yeah. I wanted to ride around a little bit more there, but I didn't really have time for that. So I just rode the bridge and then turned around and came back. And I'm thinking, I wonder, do people jump anymore from the Golden Gate Bridge?
They've taken a lot of measures, haven't they?
They have. In 2024, they installed a net 20 feet below the sidewalks and 20 feet out. And that has really cut down. Total, there have been about 2,000 people since it was built in 1937 that have jumped to their death from the Golden Gate Bridge. An average of about 30 a year until recently they really tried to put these things in place that would prevent people from doing that. But, man, I stopped and looked down. That is a long, long way down.
200 feet, 300 feet?
Something like that. It seemed more than that when I was up there.
Yeah. Mm.
But, yeah, it's a long way down. From there, I rode back down off the bridge through the Marina District, really beautiful park on the north shore of San Francisco that looks out at Alcatraz, through Fort Mason, Fisherman's Wharf. Then I went into downtown, stopped and had a snack at this little place, Sidewalk Cafe, and sat there and did people watching. This might be the best people watching city in America.
It's a good one.
It's pretty amazing.
There's lots of interesting people to look at, for sure.
So much diversity, so many oddballs. They're just, it's really incredible. It sat there for probably 30 or 45 minutes just watching people. And then took my bike back to the shop and complained to the shop owner about the derailleur not working.
Good.
And a few other things that I didn't like about that bike.
The guy needs to be ripped.
But it was about a 30-mile loop. It took me about 3 hours just taking my time, zigzagging around town. And it was great. This is a beautiful city. We've talked this week a lot about the homeless problem, the trash problem. There's just a real dirtiness to downtown. And if you spend... There's also a lot of beauty to downtown. I went by the Trans-American Pyramid. That's a gorgeous building. Mm-hmm. The architecture here is great. When you get out of the downtown area and you get out around that park and around Golden Gate Bridge and some of the coastal areas, it's gorgeous here.
Yeah, it really is. And every time you hear San Francisco talked about, it's just about the problems and the things that we've mentioned this week, but... Yeah, out on the perimeter, it is just, it's maybe our most spectacular city.
It could be.
All right, so the Golden Gate Bridge, that's our most identifiable bridge in America, right?
Yeah.
What's the, what would be a contention to that? The Brooklyn Bridge?
Brooklyn Bridge.
Margaret Hunt Hill.
Okay.
You laugh.
It's a nice
bridge.
It's a
but
nice
it is
bridge.
Identifiable.
Yeah, it's the closest
it
thing we've got
to it. Hasn't been around
to.
So long. How long can the Golden Gate Bridge last, though? They built it, what, in the
30s? 1937,
37,
yeah.
So...
I think they keep it up
pretty
well.
Yeah, they're always maintaining it.
I thought those things always had a lifespan to them.
Yeah, maybe.
Which would be a shame if they tore it down.
How about the bridge over the Royal Gorge in Colorado? That's pretty... noticeable.
I don't know what that is. Is that the Harry Potter Bridge?
That's like it's 1,200 feet up.
Is that the Harry Potter Bridge?
Anyway,
well, that's cool you did that.
Yeah,
it's a great to be a bike-friendly town.
It's a great bike city. There are a lot of tour groups, you know, that'll lead tours. So a lot of people do a lot of riding around here, and lots of bike lanes and bike paths, dedicated bike paths, and riding over the bridge is pretty thrilling.
I'm glad you gave that store owner the what for when you got back, though.
Yeah. I mean, that guy.
I did.
I don't know what his deal was.
Yeah, oh, no idea who he was talking to.
You loved big-timing him so much.
I did not
you
love it.
You loved it. Oh, my gosh.
I did not love it.
I can feel it radiating off of you right now.
I did not get any
just
thrill whatsoever
smugness.
Out of that.
Smugness. Oh.
You just wanted a bike for the afternoon. A lot of attitude.